He's one of the greats of classical music, and you wouldn't expect him to get mixed up in politics. Yet, more than 200 years after his death, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is at the centre of a dispute between Austria's far-right Freedom Party and the Czech tourist authority Czech Tourism. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Mozart is almost as close to the hearts of Czechs as he is to Austrians, which is probably why the Czech tourism agency chose to feature him in their billboard campaign. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart stayed in the Czech lands 5 times. What about you? Reads the billboard that is now prominently displayed in many parts of Vienna. The Austrian Freedom Party has reacted to it with anger, claiming that the billboard distorted history and was an insult to Sudeten Germans who were expelled from the Czech Republic after World War II. The Czechs are trying to create the impression that the Czech Republic always existed on its present territory. But Mozart never visited the Czech Republic. You could only say he visited Bohemia, and Prague was considered a German city at the time, the party's spokesman Johann Herzog pointed out. The Freedom Party wants the billboards removed, but Czech tourism says it has no intention of doing so. Karin Šeligová is the agency's spokeswoman.
Czech tourism didn't want to enroach and influence the history. Our campaign has only one task, to attract tourists from Austria, because this country ranks traditionally up to 10th place in the statistics of all the tourists in the Czech Republic. And we are not going to stop this campaign because we have more positive information from Austrian citizens.
Czech historians point out that denoting this country as Czech has been normal since the late Renaissance. For the most part, though, neither Czech nor Austrian politicians feel the need to enter into this particular debate. Like many Czechs and Austrians, they welcome a reminder of how close the two peoples once were.